The following program, Friday Night Fan Fiction, is presented by Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. Only you can donate your hard-earned money so that these poor saps who spend countless hours every week researching, practicing, reading, and losing sleep over the worst fan fiction on the internet can have a chance at living again and finding true happiness. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek program, visit nerdyshow.com. Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of the most unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
We're broadcasting
right the fuck now.
Everybody, what's Mario's favorite type of clothing?
Don't answer this. Do not.
Denim.
No.
Denim.
No. They're doing this despite me.
I
just unplugged my headphones. I'm going to do this entire episode without listening to what these people are saying. You guys are so fired. You're fired forever and ever and ever. You are absolutely fired. Logan, you're fired. David, you're fired. Roy, you are absolutely fired. And Val, you're especially fired. All the firings, all the time. Forever.
Coming soon to Nerdy Show Records.
You know what?
The Mario Denim album.
You know, do you know what? This was
kickstart the shit out of, no, kickstart this album.
We were supposed to just have our wrap up tonight. We weren't even supposed to read anything today, okay? We weren't supposed to read anything, but you know what? You guys have forced my hand. We are going
I'm
to
calling
read.
His bluff. He was totally going
to
make us read.
Don't try to fucking kayfabe us on this one, man.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Man, you're not Smacho Man Randy Savage.
Smacho?
Smacho Man.
Smacho Man.
You're not the Undertaker.
What do you mean?
You're not Randy Orton.
What?
You're not the legend killer Randy Orton, RKO out of nowhere.
Oh. You're not Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
You're not Daniel Bryan. Yes, yes, yes.
You're not the Big Show. Yeah, me big.
You guys. Also, can I just say at the beginning of this episode that I had the most fucking wonderful time at Con Bravo over the weekend.
Hey, Steve-O, tell us about your time at Con Bravo over the weekend.
I will be glad to tell you about my time at Con Bravo 2015 in Hamilton, Ontario, of all places.
That's not even a real place.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Nuh-uh. Everybody knows that when you cross the border into Canada, they put you into cryo sleep and replace your memories.
You guys know me.
Just 2 seconds. Before you do, let's remember this podcast is rated M for mature.
No, it's even not. It's rated NC-17 for Demi Moore's boobs.
Denim.
So if you're not allowed to listen, go watch Summer Games Done Quick, which as time of recording is currently on.
Wait.
Demi.
Did you know about their other side stream with, like, Summer Games Done Quack?
Quack?
Is that where they just have like a 5-day stream of the duck game from Shenmue 2?
Is that where they just replace all the lame?
You did speedrun Shenmue 2 this morning.
The streamers with quacks.
No, it's they did all games where you can play as a duck. So like all the
duck
games.
They didn't do duck game.
Well, they haven't done it yet. There are other duck games.
No, they didn't do the duck game.
Fucking Maui Mallard and Samurai Showdown.
No. All right.
DuckTales. They did
Give
DuckTales.
Me 5 minutes to go over Con Bravo. Then we can read. Then we can wrap up. And then we can wrap ourselves.
You can have the 5 minutes.
Thank you. But so, anyways,
that, it's time for dinner.
You guys know me. I've been to a shit ton of conventions. I've been going there since 2005 when I went to MAGFest 4. Right.
Right.
Of all of the conventions, at least in the last 5 years, possibly the out of all the conventions I've ever been to, this was the most well-run convention ever. The smoothest. From a staffing perspective, so amazing. So incredibly well run.
Bravo, please invite us back. We're sorry about what we did.
I would come back even if I wasn't a guest there, because I know now working with them, everything goes off without a hitch because they genuinely care and they know how to compensate for problems.
They're also Canadian.
It was perfect. The performance by Overcard University
maple
was
syrup
great.
And not greed.
Got to hang out with a bunch of awesome people, but above all else, the Uncle Steve-O's terribly sexy fanfiction panel was a blast. It was Saturday night from 9:30 to 11:30, and the audience helped me pick the fanfics that we read. We actually discussed it a few people out of the room, but for every person that left, another person eventually came in. So we had about the same people at the end as we did at the start. And the readers that came up, they were awesome. They had a lot of fun with it. We read through quite a few fics we've already done, though. We did Cloud Mows the Lawn. We did Dearest Daddy.
You're terrible.
We did 30 H's. We did a Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law fic that I wrote, which was really, really good. Overall, it was just an absolutely incredible experience. So I'm currently looking for other panels that we can do. You know, other places that we could read terrible fanfiction. So if you have a place, a convention, that you would like us to come to, we're not going to guarantee anything, but please go on the Nerdy Show forums or send us a Twitter message or post on our Facebook, and we will look into it.
Steve-O, I really want you to come to PAX Australia and make it not shit.
You get them to cover my plane flight, I will be there.
Yeah, they cover the plane flight.
I will
flight.
Tell I you when you get here if I'll tell you when you get here if they cover your plane flight.
And the answer is going to be no.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but common sense says that.
Anyways, the cons were
like... No, he did it. Common sense. Did you say that? No, I didn't say shit.
I don't think that's a real person right there he's talking to.
It's, no, it's true.
No, it is.
It's his imaginary
say
girlfriend
friend,
from
common
Canada.
Sense.
Common,
hi,
sense.
Common sense.
We're currently looking at doing Mag Classic, NekoCon, MomoCon, the MagFest Prime, KatsuCon, a couple of other places. But if you can think of any, please just let us know, because I want to bring terrible fanfiction to you in person. And with,
like, think mainly the East Coast.
Well, anywhere if they're able to help cover the travel. That's the whole thing. You know, you get me there, I'll do it. I'll do it up. I will do a marathon. Also, David and Logan and whoever else.
Oh, I get it.
I'll
be the one who gets to travel, but fuck my friends.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I can't believe he's not even paying for me to fly over to all the conventions.
So, let's see. Wait a minute. Now, do I have room for David and Logan? No, I need to have a seat just for my laptop and another seat just for my beard. So no, I'm sorry, you guys can't come.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad. Anyways, throwing my friends under the bus aside. This is the end of season 2. We're going to read Larry the Cable Guy Goes to Equestria. I'm not looking forward to this.
Well, you're the one who said we had to do it, so fuck you.
Thanks.
Love you go first.
Me go first?
You go first.
Okay, go me first. Go first.
Ook.
Ook, ook. Author's note. I'm just going to say this. This is a full-on comedy story, meaning everything that happens is meant for comedy. So don't take all of this too serious. I don't know if I got his personality down, but...
Too serious. Okay, two with one O.
Yes. Yeah.
So don't take this to serious Sam. He's not
going to
appreciate
it. Or they're going to serious Alberta. which is totally a town in Alberta, and I didn't just make it up. I don't know if I got his personality down, but... Okay, Newfoundland has a town called Dildo, you know, and Labrador. Yep. So I'm sure there's got to be a town called Sirius somewhere else in Canada.
I mean, there's a town in New Mexico called Truth or Consequences.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, but I think I did
know. Really stupid names. You can't beat England for stupid town names.
No, you really can't though.
Hamburgershire.
North, South, West, Hampton, Orfordshire. Bill. On Teppence.
Reed!
One last thing. His real name is Daniel Lawrence Whitney, but I'm just going to call him Larry to stop confusion.
Larry, but we're on first name basis, you pricks.
Larry the Cable Guy goes to Equestria. Are you okay, Larry? One of the cameramen asked as Larry the heavy double pepper burger down and grabbed his stomach. Ow! I think the dogs are trying to break out of the kennel, he said as he glanced around, looking for a restroom. But alas, there were no restrooms out in the middle of a logging area. Only a porta potty. Should we stop filming? Another asked. Larry began to stifly walk towards the porta potty. Yes, unless you want some footage.
It's stiffly. How do you get that?
It's spelled incorrectly.
Two S. Stiff.
It's stiffly. Stifly.
No, stiffly.
You're stiffly.
Your face is stiffly.
I'm aware. Yes, unless you want some footage of me on the pot. Well, pass, Larry, one said, lowering his camera.
Oh, classic comedy.
I know. This is why the blue-collar comedy tour is totally still a thing. Larry pulled the plastic door open and shuffled in, pulling it closed behind himself. He dropped his shorts and sat down on the pot. He looked at the door and chuckled. Almost forgot the lock, he commented as he reached forward and switched the lock over to green to show it was occupied. I thought it's supposed to normally be red when it's occupied.
It is.
Okay. After a few seconds, he gripped the sides of the porta potty and began to strain himself. Lord Almighty! Seconds later, the sounds of water splashing around filled the small enclosed space, followed by sighs of relief. He finished up his business and used the whole roll of toilet paper. As he stood up and pulled up his shorts, he heard a gurgling sound coming from the dark hole of the toilet. I think I know where this is going. Larry buttoned his shorts and turned to face the toilet. The gurgling sound continued as he leaned down to peer into the hole. Logan.
Bullshit! Nobody ever does that.
A Logan.
He's like, nope.
Unmute.
Logan.
I think he's gone, dude.
A Logan!
Echo.
David.
Steve-O, this is God. You
David.
Are echoing.
David.
What?
It's your turn.
Okay. Let's see here. Docs. Google.
You're on the last people. Page. Last page. Go to the last page.
But I am on the last page.
Trick Steve-O.
Okay. And then Larry the Cable Guy was awash with flavor at the end.
No, that's not it.
Okay, we're at he pulled downward, right?
Upon looking into the dark abyss.
Oh. Upon looking into the dark abyss, he could see the water, a mount other things, bubbling upwards, like air was being blown upward under it. He raised an eyebrow, stood up straight, he turned his head and yelled, "Hey, there's something wrong with the toilet!" Before he could get a reply, he heard a burping sound, like the water going down a long tunnel. Then when he looked back, he saw a light in the toilet. Curious, he leaned down and put his face above the hole. Suddenly, the water shot upward and slammed into his face. Before he could react, his body was pulled forward somehow through the small hole of the toilet.
Oh God!
His entire body was pulled down the tiny tunnel, which is impossible. How could his large body go through something so small? He pulled downward with an incredible... Or he was pulled down with...
Yeah.
Fuck.
He was pulled downward with an incredible force, going through many sharp turns. Evie
wasn't this
smells...
a death in Final Destination?
Yes.
I think Final Destination
it's
was
like Final Destination, death. Like 17, maybe.
Yeah. A heavy, musty smell slammed into him, filling his nostrils. He grabbed his nose and plunged it with his fingers.
Ah, I can taste it!
He exclaimed as he began to gag on the smell. He saw a smile light. Saw a smell light.
Yes.
Saw a small light. It slowly began to get larger, but not much. He then slammed into the tiny opening and burst through it.
No.
Oh, shit. His body then slammed into the tiny opening and burst through it, stretching the hole to fit his body.
Oh, God.
It's like being birthed by
he
a
He slammed
shit.
Into the ground and slid a few feet. Water and other filth flowing all around him. He groaned and held his head. Dang! This is like that time I agreed to be a boxing target.
Everybody remember that? Because it totally happened, right?
No, canned laughter in 3, 2, 1. I need to find some canned laughter to play on cue.
As he stood and snatched up his hat, he heard a loud groan behind him. He placed his hat back on his head and turned around. Whoa! He exclaimed as he saw a blue horse lying on the ground and facing away from him, its back legs spread out on the ground. Its hindquarters were spread out painfully. Larry splashed over to it, the small puddles of dirty toilet water all around him. He reached the miniature horse and put his hand on its back.
Damn! What happened to you? Did a crazy fella get a hold of you?
Logan.
Ah, Jesus.
Aha, you have to do the sex scene.
You're on P3.
And you have to do the sex scene.
Yes, I do. As Larry chuckled to himself, the horse spoke. Ow! What happened? It moaned as it winced in pain. Larry looked down at the horse and pulled his hand away. Did you just talk? Groan. Why? It asked, eyes still closed tight. Larry's eyes... And he jumped back. He tripped over his foot and fell on his ass. Still looking at the strange talking horse. You can talk? He questioned, looking at the horse before him in shock. Of course I can! He groaned loudly again. Please, get me to a hospital! Larry stood up and backed away from the talking horse. I knew sniffing that gasoline was a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a carcinogen, you fucking moron!
Thank you.
The horse groaned and opened its eyes. Are you going to help me, or... Its eyes rested on Larry. Oh, my. What are you? Larry looked at the horse in slight confusion and shock. Me? He took a few steps back. I should be asking you that. What are you? The horse pushed itself up on its front legs, tried to stand, but its back legs didn't seem to work right, because of causing it to fall back down. I'm a pony. What else could I be? Now please, help me get to a hospital, it yelled, becoming annoyed. Larry looked around, just now noticing everything looked way too colorful. He furrowed his brow and turned to see a town through the tree line. I'll be right back, little horse, pony thing. Larry called back as he began to trudge through the bushes and foliage. What? No, you can't. Don't leave me here. The horse called out as it tried to crawl after him. Larry laughed to himself as he pushed branches out of his way. A talking horse? Who'd have thunk it? After a few minutes of forcing his way through the thick forest, he reached the edge.
Roy. Please
oh
don't
no,
die.
I'm coming down with something.
Oh no. No, you're
oh,
already
Roy,
here at school.
Roy.
You gotta take the test.
Roy. Oh my god, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, are you gonna be okay, dude? Oh,
please, please, make Steve read all the things.
Steve, you've got to read. Roy is dying.
Dun 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 dun.
Denim, 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 denim,
denim, denim, denim, denim, denim, denim, denim.
Roy, are you actually going to read?
No, 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 I'm fine. No, do the that you know that underwater music in Sonic when it's you know getting urgent.
Oh, the drowning thing. Wait a second.
As he steps over, his left leg. Also, that's what happened when Larry went through the toilet.
Yes! Alright, now you can...
As he stepped over, his left leg caught on a vine, causing him to lose his footing and fall forward. He crashed through the bushes that surrounded the tree line and hit the ground with a heavy thud. As soon as he hit the ground, he heard the terrified shrieks of young girls. He groaned and pushed himself up, his hat jammed over his face. Girls, don't worry, it's just me, Larry the Cable Guy. You know, get done, he said, trying to keep his balance. But the girls continued to scream in terror. Ah. What? Just because I'm fat doesn't mean I'm gonna eat ya? He said as he pushed his hat back up. When he looked over at the source of the screaming, he recoiled. It was more horses. This time, they looked to be young ones. There was a white one, an orange one, and a slightly yellow one. Are these those three, like, the only three children that the show focuses on?
Cutie Mark Crusaders?
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm actually going to go silent for a bit, because apparently our streaming radio app isn't working, but I will turn back on when you're done reading.
Turn back on for what?
And a slightly yellow one, each with a look of complete horror, still screaming. He looked at the three horses in awe. This is getting weird. Calm down, I'm not gonna hurt you, he said, trying to regain control of the situation. The white horse turned and hightailed it out of there, running straight for the town. However, the other two stayed behind and stopped screaming, looking at him with cautious curiousness. Why does Google think that's misspelled? What are ya? The yellow one asked with a heavy country accent. Larry chuckled and tilted his hat to her. I'm Larry, a slightly overweight redneck. Oh, fuck this guy. I can tell that's actually how he would introduce himself to humans. They both looked at him strangely. You're redneck? What's that? The same horse asked. Larry laughed and looked towards the town. Oh, you know, a country hick, or that's what most go by. He cocked his head when he saw more horses moving about in the town.
Alright, I guess it's me, so I'll go next. Anybody who's listening, I will try to fix this as soon as possible. I got code ready to insert into the other thing, but I have to get the login info. Anyways!
Steve-O, stop trying to put your dick in
the
disc.
No!
Dude,
yes!
I know you have a giant dick,
no.
But come on, man. Don't clog up the
I'm on P5.
Dick.
What's going on here? He asked no one in particular. What do you mean? The orange one asked, looking up at him in awe. I'm sorry, is that Applejack?
No, it's probably...
No,
it's probably Applejack.
Alright, I'm gonna call it Q-Bert then.
Okay.
Larry pointed at the strange, colorful town. That! They looked at him, and then back at him. What? They both asked in confusion.
He looked at me.
He looked at her. And then he turned into Hank Hill. And he said,
I'll tell you what.
He furrowed his brow and began to walk towards it. Hey, where are you going? One of them asked. Larry looked over his shoulder and tipped his cap at them. Just going to check out the town. See you gals around. He turned back and shuddered. What in the hell is going on? Talking horses? Sounds like a little girl's fantasy. He lifted his cap and wiped some sweat off of his forehead. After a minute's walk, he arrived on the outside of town. A few horses stopped walking and looked his way, all of them cocking their heads in confusion. A few either ran off or ducked back in the buildings.
He's still covered in sewage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would be like...
And I mean, horses smell bad, but if they're, like, reacting to it that negatively, you know he smells like shit.
Literally!
Larry looked at all of them, all staring at him. He smiled and waved. Everybody died.
That's pretty much how I expected it to go down.
He knows how to lighten up a crowd. And... Hey, everyone! How's it going? None of them responded, only stared. Listen, I just blew out of the anus of a horse back there and kind of smell like crap. Anyone know a good French maid? Oh, God. This caused a few of them to look at him with faces of disgust, but he got a laugh out of one of them in the background. Huh, tough crowd, he muttered to himself. Oh! Oh! A loud, cheerful voice yelled out, David.
Oh!
No, you cannot play. Not yet.
Steve, why did you pick a 22-page fanfic?
It's short, just keep going.
Like, because, for one thing, it's like single lines. And
exactly.
Then double,
and the font is like
so
super
big.
Like
simple line double space, so it's like 10 pages.
No, it's 11 point font. It's not that big, but it equates to about a 12 page fanfic in you know, once you take all that out.
Larry could look in the direction of the shouting, a pink horse jumped in front of him, scaring him shitless. Appropriate that he is fucking covered in shit right now. Thanks, studio audience. I appreciate that, but it's not necessary. No, that's supposed to be the aww.
Yeah,
I only have a laugh track queued up.
God, you're the worst. He helped. He helped. He yelped in surprise and jumped back, holding his arms up. Don't hurt me!
Hurt you? Why would I hurt you? Oh, is this a game? Am I supposed to hurt you? Should I?
The horse said in a shockingly fast voice. Larry looked at the overly happy horse and smiled nervously. Hey there! Talking pink fluff ball of a horse?
Hi, my name's Pinkie Pie. What's yours?
She yelled out excitedly, bouncing in place. Larry couldn't help but laugh at this. I'm Larry the Cable Guy!
Cable Guy?
Larry said, Pinkie Pie said, tapping her chin.
Some of you work on cables?
He chuckled and shook his head. No, it's my...
Oh, wait a minute, you're new in town. How can I forget?
Before he could ask any questions, Pinkie Pie jumped in the air and shot off, leaving a dust cloud of her former self behind. Larry looked at the dust cloud as it slowly faded away. He scratched the back of his neck and looked, what just happened? When no one answered him, he sighed.
Sigh.
When he walked into town, passing by a few buildings that looked like stores, he continued down what looked to be the main road, hoping to see at least one person he could talk to. But he saw no one, just more and more horses. After a few minutes of walking, his stomach roared in fury. He stopped and gave it a pat.
Hang on, fella! I'll feed you soon!
He glanced around at the buildings and the horses, who still watched him.
Hey, anyone know a place I can get something to eat?
And pass. Eat it.
Logan.
I know.
As enthralled as I am with the antics of Mr. Larry the Cable Guy. When no one answered...
I gave up watching Tetris Grandmaster for this.
When no one answered, he added, "If this beast of a stomach doesn't get food soon, we're all gonna die." A few of the horses shifted.
Seriously?
Yep.
A few of the horses shifted nervously, while a few pointed quickly to a large food-covered building. Food-covered building? Larry looked at the building and raised an eyebrow. A house made of desserts? He then looked at all the ponies and smirked. Oh no, I'm not falling for that old trick. Send the fat guy into the candy-coated building to be turned into food. He then laughed, waiting for the horses to join in. When they didn't, he rubbed his face.
You know, this is an excellent allegory.
Hang on. See, that really only works when you just do it on the right time. This is tough.
I was working on it.
Like, Logs, I will say this. It is a perfect allegory to Larry the Cable Guy's actual comedy. You know, it being not even funny.
Yeah.
This is a tough crowd, he muttered as he trudged towards the large building. When he reached the building, he gawked up at it. What am I supposed to do? Eat the building?
Oh, no!
You're missing your cue, Roy. Roy, you're missing your fucking cue.
Why is that a joke?
No.
Suck, Roy. You're the worst.
Yeah, you used to be good at your job, Roy.
He shrugged and grabbed hold of a loose piece of building. He brought it to his
mouth. I can see what's happening next. I know when I want to hit it.
No, you don't, clearly. He brought it to his mouth and sunk his teeth into it. Bad move. He instantly knew the wooden board to the side and began to spit out small pieces of wood. Oh, shit! Why did I just do that?
Probably because you're an idiot.
He brought it to his mouth and sunk his teeth. Jesus Christ.
It's
full seconds late.
Yeah, because I thought you were going to say earning a few Snickers.
No, why would I say that? That's stupid. He yelled, earning a few Snickers from the horses around him. No, stop. Just stop.
That was good because it was just like one half laugh.
Yep.
He smiled and not Splinter. Hey, I guess they like me getting hurt. I'm not going to appeal to that.
Oh.
There you go. That's comedic timing. The food is inside, one horse said, still laughing. Larry looked at the door and chuckled, thank you kindly. He then walked towards the door and pushed it open. On the other side, he saw a few horses sitting at tables. He looked around till he saw a counter with one behind it and trudged over. The horses on the other side, a yellowish one, looked up and gulped.
Well, nope.
Hello there, he said nervously. Larry propped himself on the counter and looked at the horse. I'm told this is a place to go for food. The horse nodded slowly. Yes, it is. What can we get for you? Page end.
Okay, it's Roy's turn.
Roy, your turn. Enjoy it. Have fun.
Oh no, I'm dying yet again. What are the
odds? Oh, Roy, no! Did you take your medicine?
Quick! I didn't take my medicine of good fanfiction. Make Steve-O
read. No, the other medicine, the one where you make Steve-O read your part.
Roy, are they having another SARS outbreak down in Australia?
I've replaced your heart medication with Cialis.
Oh, dude, that's a good time right there.
He's gonna die. He's gonna die happy.
Yeah, he's gonna die real happy. Nah,
all right, Roy, you're at page 8.
I know where I am. Larry smiled. That's what I like to hear. Give me a burger with bacon. Oh, and don't forget, don't too overstuff the burger. What? What?
Yeah, apparently he only thinks about burgers. He doesn't even look at menus.
Fucking dipshit. The horse raised an eyebrow. Bacon. Bacon. What's that? Snake, don't you know what bacon is? Bacon.
No.
Seriously, I would just leave the crickets the entire time.
I don't have the extension that auto-repeats videos.
Now it was
Larry's turn to raise an eyebrow. Don't tell me you've never heard of bacon. It's strips of goodness. What is it, though? It asked. Larry rubbed his chin. You really don't know what it is? He then chuckled.
No.
They sound like the laugh track from Scooby-Doo. Where it doesn't quite correspond with anything funny.
Well then, bacon comes from pigs. The way I like it is covered in massive amounts of grease. Yum. It really helps me survive in Alaska. It lets me build up blubber. The horse recoiled. From pigs. Larry nodded and rubbed his stomach. Of course. There, the possessive. Good eating. The best kind are farm-grown, though. They always slice them just right. The horse covered its mouth and gagged.
Wait, is Zell... is coming back?
Zell...
coming back?
Where gagged?
You eat pigs?
They're just the recoil and gag. I feel like this whole conversation, the horse is like threatening to violently, you know, just projectile vomit. Larry noticed that the horse wasn't taking too well to this. There are two O's. There are two O's in two. So he changed his order. Oh, this is funny, like in the most base, pathetic way, but it is still the ever so slightly funny. I changed my mind. Do you at least have hamburgers? The horse looked at him, a small look of horror on his face. What's that? The meat from a cow ground up and pressed into a patty. Do they have cows in this world? Yeah, pressed into a patty. Larry answered.
Sentient creatures.
Sick! How could you eat that? The horse said in disgust. Larry held up his hands. Hey, if it tastes good, I eat it.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Get out of my bakery! The horse yelled, face slightly green. Why? I haven't done anything. Yet. Out! Did I say Larry said as he slowly stood up? Larry said as he slowly stood up. Out! I won't have meat eaters in my bakery! It said sternly, pointing to the door. Larry backed up slowly, holding his hands up. Okay, buddy, I'm going. Once Larry was back outside, he saw that the horses were still watching him.
Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
Steve-O's turn.
Sorry.
Steve-O, pay attention.
I'm trying to fix the code, damn it. It's working, but I wanted to make it better. All right, I'll stop. All right, I'll stop now. I stopped. Okay?
Pay attention, Steve.
Okay, all right. I'm page 4.
Page master.
Steve-O, it's your turn.
Yes.
Page 9.
What? Oh, God.
Page master.
I don't know which page we're on. We're on page 9.
Page master.
9, damn it.
Coley.
I heard you the first time, pal.
The frequency is P9.
Oh. Hold on, I'm watching some chick change in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, he was Adventure, that's right. Never mind, Patrick Stewart. Yeah, he was a pirate book, you're right.
He waved nervously. Oh god, my dog just farted. He waved nervously and pointed behind himself. This man doesn't sell meat. What's with that? Apparently, they didn't get the joke because they all looked at him like he was crazy. Larry thought for a second. He then clapped his hands together. You know,
the
last time I was in front of a crowd like this was back in high school when I was playing football. What? I didn't know he had to wear pants with the uniform. He laughed, but stopped when he noticed no one else was.
You know, he's done them like 6 times in this story so far.
Very, very tough crowd. He muttered as he wiped more sweat off the top of his head. He looked around, still hungry. I hope he eats the horses. I really hope.
Apparently he walks in the fucking bakery and David, doesn't even realize it.
David, do you remember the Land of Chocolate from The Simpsons?
Yes, but you're going to equate it to him eating fucking
all the horses.
Why?
Well, I mean, Homer was eating the chocolate people.
Exactly. Oh, this is basically, okay. He began to walk down the street, watching as the horses moved about, keeping their eyes on him. That's the thing! I'm sorry, that's not him. That's the thing! He heard a high-pitched voice cry out. Larry stopped and looked around till he saw the same white horse from before, the small one. Next to her was another white horse. With a horn? As he started to question this, he saw that the smaller horse also had a horn. Now he was confused.
This fucking line.
Unicorns, he said in a country way.
That wasn't country enough. Say it again in a country way.
All right, so I need the sound of a blaring pickup. I need a monster truck. I need the sound of old school rifles and somebody marrying their cousin.
Hang on, let me go
downstairs.
It's
gonna take a while.
Yeah, let me go.
Unicorns?
Unicorns.
Get your sister or something.
Unicorns.
It's gonna have to be Val.
He said in a country skillet from Denny's Way.
Wait, that was That was the metaphor they went with?
No, that's what I went with.
Okay, I was going to say, because if they did with that, that's fucking genius.
The larger one looked at the smaller one. What is it? I don't know. The smaller one squeaked.
Why is it fucking King Candy?
It's an ape! One of the horses in the back yelled. An ape? Yes, I can tell. The taller one remarked. Larry shook his fist at them. Hey, I am no ape. I just act like one to scare the kids off. Again, No one laughed. David.
It's not funny. Like, none of this he is saying is funny. None of his act has ever been funny.
David, it's your turn.
I'm aware of what it is. I just want to drive home the fact that it's not fucking funny.
But David, so
well done.
Funny.
You've summarized Larry the Cable Guy.
It's hilarious.
How can you be having fun, Logs?
It's so much fun.
It's not.
It's not like I'm completely not engaged in this at all.
Can you shut that shit off?
He rubbed his small beard and shook his head. I'm gonna make you all laugh. It's the last thing I do. After watching them for a few more seconds, he continued down the street. As he walked down the stone road, he heard the horses behind him make comments about his looks. He heard many opportunities to crack a joke, but decided against each, seeing as they don't find him funny in the least. Much like America, am I right,
Roy, tone it down a tiny bit.
A thought popped into his head, causing him to stop walking. Where am I even going? He asked himself. He looked around. Find the most interesting place to go. Or fucking find the most interesting place and go to it. There was a cart selling soap, which he needed. There was a large building. He shouldn't go near large buildings like that anymore. Not after the first incident a few years ago.
Not after he is.
Oh, so this is the basis of that one anime movie I saw, Akira.
Well, one building did catch his eye. A house in a tree.
A house in a tree?
He chuckled and glanced at the crowd. So it's tree house! One snicker. Yep.
I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. This fictional character. Jesus Christ.
You know, you could come to America and assassinate,
No, he's talking about the author, I think.
I'm not sure.
No, this fictional representation of Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, okay, alright, that's fine. Murder of a fictionalized.
Although, if I get to the end of this fic and the author then says something like, I'm actually a really big fan of Larry the Cable Guy and that's why I wrote this, then I'll probably just start. I'll probably go smack the author upside the chops.
I think he'll cry a little bit. Read!
Fuck you, I'm getting some pile of Sec OTC.
Yes, that's what he said.
Is that for, like, heartburn or something?
I don't know.
Well, let's get some interstitial music. Denim, 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 denim,
denim, denim. Why'd you do that in the middle of your fucking segment?
Because you were on
David,
you...
Why is he yelling?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Why is he not back?
Because he's a
boy. Play this...
All of this hostility.
I'm back. I don't find Larry the Cable Guy at all funny, and he brings out the worst in me.
You don't like cars.
No, nobody likes cars. It's the worst Pixar movie.
Cars 2 is the worst Pixar movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cars 2 is the worst Pixar movie.
That was too bad.
What about Planes and whatnot?
What about Planes?
Planes isn't Pixar.
Yeah, Planes is Disney.
Really?
Okay, no answer. Knocked on the door. Yeah, okay. When he knocked on the door, or when he reached the door, he knocked on it a few times. No answer. He looked at the door and saw a heart-shaped hole in it. He chuckled and leaned forward to peer inside. When he saw no one, he put his head through the hole and glanced around.
Hey, here's Larry! And still no one laughed.
Hey, here's Larry!
And nobody laughed because he's not funny. But before he could react, the door was engulfed in a purple aura. The door was then threw open, with his head still in the hole. His body slammed into a tree, causing him to lose his footing.
Also, snap his neck?
He then fell backwards, ripping the whole door off the hinges. Logan!
Hello? Who's there? A purple horse with a horn asked as it walked into the open doorway.
A purple horse!
when it looked down and saw Larry sitting on the ground, the door still stuck on his head, it gasped. My door! Why did you break it? Larry chuckled and began to try and remove the door from his neck. What? I was just making a smashing entrance.
Fuck you!
Bugs. Dude, you're reading like... That's disgusting.
I can't hear you with these fucking shitty fucking shit-shits.
I said you're reading like Magic Johnson, and I'm okay with that.
Finally, he got at least a few ponies to laugh at one of his jokes. Feeling proud,
yay!
He stood up and continued to try and get the door off. Aw, come on, my head's too big for the hole, he then chuckled himself.
How the fuck did that happen?
Again, I say the wrong things at the wrong time. Huh. I can get that off of you, the purple horse.
Off for you, I think.
Off for you.
Off for you, yeah.
So you got it wrong too, so drink, Steve.
I said off for you.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Purple horse said as his horn glowed. To Larry's surprise, the door was lifted off of him and no one was touching it.
Hey, David, pro tip! Shut up when you're not in front of your computer!
The door floated over to the tree.
I'm sorry, Steve, what?
Oh my.
Stop. Stop that. Larry nodded in approval. That would make a great party trick. I can already see the possibilities. Excuse me? The horse asked as Larry pondered the possibilities. He looked up at it and tipped his cap. Well, hi, my name's Larry, but most people know me as Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't think they have cable in Equestria. I think they're all on the Dish Network.
The horse's eyes widened. You mean Larry the Cable Guy, as in the comedian?
That's the best joke in the story!
Larry smiled happily he had found someone who knew who he was. Yep, done. That's how that's said, right?
I guess.
Then a thought hit him.
Had
before. Wait, how do you even know about me? The way I see it, no one here even knows about me. She giggled and waved him towards the open door. The princess showed a few of us comedy acts from the other worlds, and one of your acts was one of the ones she showed us. Larry laughed. What did you think?
You didn't think anything of it. In fact,
Roy.
It was the most offensive thing I've ever seen.
Roy.
We've seen Eddie Murphy raw.
Okay. Dying, etc. She scrunched up her lip, then held her hoof out in front of herself, and shook it light slightly. You could be funnier. The dump? The fuck is that? The fuck is that sound effect? The dump.
That's when your heart takes a shit inside of your chest.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not great. But neither is Larry the Cable Guy.
the laugh track's too far away. Larry's joy was instantly killed as she said those words. She quickly waved her hooves in front of herself as she saw his expression drop. No, no, no! I didn't mean that as a bad thing! You're still pretty funny! This lifted Larry's spirit, but only a little. He then made a bowing motion towards the door. What is his most fancy voice?
Reed.
Oh, come on.
Reed, come on, Reed!
Shall we enter the building? He said in his most fancy voice. Sounded like a fucking redneck at the same time. She giggled. I already said you could go in. Where? Oh, he said as he walked into the building. When he entered and saw all the books, he easily concluded that he was in the house of a crazy person horse. Oh, fuck off.
And also that Harry Potter was effeminate.
Yes.
Man, it's crazy how Harry has, like, all these feminine features.
He's got these really wide hips. Larry was able to notice this as he looked at Twilight Sparkle somehow. The weird thing is, this is only the second most like annoying thing I've read / heard in the last 24 hours. The purple horse trotted past him and pointed to a couch. You may sit there on it, miss.
So they're robots. She slammed her hand.
What?
I said, so they're robots.
Yeah, yes. That sums up Larry the Cable Guy.
Sure.
She slammed her hand, hoof, into her face. I didn't tell you my name, did I? Scroll. He shook his head as he walked towards the small couch. Nope. She sighed. Execute Psy routine. Psy routine complete. Well, my name is Twilight Sparkle, star pupil of Princess Celestia. Larry jumped up and landed on the small couch, causing it to creak slightly. Star pupil, question, very impressive, end sentence. He then chuckled. Execute chuckle, subroutine complete. I was the star pupil.
Oh no, no, that's the perfect time for the Tidus laugh.
No.
I'd like to think that no time is good for that.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're right, I should put that on the soundboard.
Yes!
Fucking no.
I was the star pupil. I still need to get a soundboard. I'll do that for season 3. Mark my words, I was the star pupil of someone once. Yeah, comma, true story. The guy made a mean chicken bucket. Gotta love the coronal. Is that supposed to say Colonel?
Pat Buchanan. Keep reading!
He waited for the laughing, but it never came. Uh-huh. Ellipsis complete, she said, looking at him strangely. But then she started laughing, when she saw his dropped expression. The coronel.
Stuck on laugh routine. Cyclic redundancy check failed. Abort, retry, fail. Abort, retry, fail.
Abort. Attempt again. Ha ha ha. Ellipsis. Funny. End sentence. Larry frowned, knowing she was only pity laughing.
Val, we need some Canadian up in here. Can you read one?
Sure.
Yay.
Val, we need some Canadian up in here. Can you read all of mine? Retroactively.
I don't know. Just use Let me go back in time.
The Canadian time machine. Hop on the moose with the flux capacitor.
All right, we're back in time. Now read.
Wait, was it back in time or
Chapter
back in
one,
time?
Sonic the Hedgehog and Mirror's Tales.
Oh no.
Thank you.
We've gone too far back. We hacked too much time.
Quick, try again. Harry was really effeminate. No,
welcome
damn it.
To episode 1 of Overclocked After Dark, the official unofficial podcast of the Overclock remixing scene and the remixing
shit,
scene.
Shit, no, too far. Try again. It was super gothic. Nope.
Hi,
shit,
I'm Andrew Aversa, also known
let's try it again. Congratulations, Steve-O. You graduated high school, but you suck anyway.
Shit, your people told you that?
All right,
we need to try again.
Let's let her read already! We're just procrastinating!
Val, hey, read!
You are.
Read the damn fic!
Alright. She looked at him and quickly ran over to a shelf, trying to fix the damage she's done. Hey, you want to see my most favorite book? She said as she gently pulled down a large book. Larry looked at her eager face as she trotted over. I guess. What's it about? It's the complete history of Equestria! She said excitedly. He forced a smile. Oh, yay for history!
Great, an unfunny comedian and a total fucking nerd have to make happy friends.
This author missed so many opportunities to include a country trope.
Rap Snyder is a pony!
No! To include a country trip at the end of everything Larry does. Oh, yay for history, Larry said as he ate a buttermilk biscuit.
Yep. She put it on his lap and began to trot off.
I'm going to get us some tea to drink while we read. Take your time.
Red?
Yes.
Bell, read, not it's red.
It's written the same way.
Just say red.
No. Alright. While we read. Take your time, he yelled after her. He looked down at the large book and frowned. It's like school all over again. Only this time, I'm not reading grade zero book. He laughed at his own joke and opened the book.
He's the embodiment of Titus.
He looked at the first page before turning it. His eyes widened as a page instantly ripped out of a book. He tried to put the page back in, but dropped it slight. Dropped its light,
yeah.
Ripping out another. Panic took over.
How the fuck is he managing this?
I don't know. As he pushed the pages back in, followed by him slamming the book closed. But as soon as it slammed shut, he heard a faint crack. He then saw the spin of the book, a large crack going down it. That's not how it goes! Oh, come on! He groaned as he tossed the book onto the coffee table. Unbelievably, the book hit the table and somehow crumbled.
Okay, now this is getting funny.
Turning into a pile of paper flakes and shredded leather. How's that even possible? He yelled as he jumped to his feet. I didn't know what kind of tea you like, so I made one of everything, Twilight said as she trotted back into the room.
In like 2 minutes? Get out.
Yeah, and then even the water is boiling at that point. She put the tray down and looked around. Huh, where's my book? Here, Larry smiled nervously and poured it at the table. I did that on its own, I swear! Scout's honor! It's really weird. Like, it did that on its, comma, own, comma, I swear! Exclamation point.
It did that on its own, William Shatner said.
I swear.
Oh, right, I'm supposed to read.
And you came up here to ask me if I was paying attention, you dick! You fucking dick!
You know,
like,
Val,
I know I'm on the side. I know I'm watching AGDQ on the side, but it doesn't explain anything.
Could be worse. Could be watching wrestling on the side.
Could be worse. Could be playing Final Fantasy 14 on the side. Oh, could be worse. Could be trying to fix the damn website. Her eye twitched. You destroyed a book? My most treasured book? Larry began to back up.
500 of them.
And she began to twitch and repeat herself. Like, her whole body just sort of like...
You destroyed a book. You destroyed a book. You destroyed a book.
Suddenly, she shot upward and screamed in rage. Her hair caught fire as her body changed to a light white.
How dare you!
She screamed.
Is this something that happens in the show? Does she go Super Saiyan in the show?
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry has left the building!
She turns into a Rapidash. And I'm not kidding. It happens.
No, she turns into the horse equivalent of Ghost Rider.
That happens in the first episode?
Yeah, it happens in the first episode. She gets mad at Pinky and then fucking goes Rapidash.
Larry yelled as he hightailed it toward the open door. The bathroom. I'm sorry, the only open door. The bathroom. He flew through the door and slammed it shut. He pulled down a large shelf and used it to block the door. He backed up, breathing heavily. Phew! I need to lose some weight. Something slammed against the door, followed by a very angry growl. I'm imagining the next line is, it was Dr. Zoidberg, and he said, your jokes are bad and you should feel bad.
Open!
Occupied! He yelled back. As she began to slam against the door, he looked around for an escape route. When his eyes landed on the toilet, he had an ingenious idea. It's the sound of a buttermilk biscuit digging off the top of his head.
So, the microwave.
So, yeah, microwave sounds good too.
No, we zoom into Larry's head and the hamster finally figures out that it can turn the wheel.
If I got here by the toilet, I can get back by the toilet! He exclaimed.
And the hamster falls off the wheel.
The wheel also explodes. He exclaimed as he shuffled over to it. He looked it over and snapped his fingers. Of course! He flushed the toilet and pulled his hat off. He then pushed his head down into the toilet, completely submerging his head. He began to thrust his head downward, trying to go down it like the first time. Sadly, all he did was get a headache and maybe a concussion.
Somebody got poo water in his mouth.
Another concussion.
He pulled his head out and groaned, "Why doesn't this work?" The door cracked.
Gee, Larry the Cable Guy, I fucking wonder why.
The door cracked slightly. He looked at the door. Helpless. Wow, this is like taut with tension now. David?
Why? What tension? It's Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know, like, whether or not he's going to die, but I guess the bigger concern is in what method he's going to die.
No, it's like we're all just sort of hoping he will be.
Yeah, David, it's your turn.
We're at the fucking quickly crunch rope.
No, we're at P15, nope, so 15. This is how I go.
This is how I go.
Now play the drowning music for the people at home.
So this is how I go. Killed by a crazy talking horse. Right when he was giving up all hope, a light shinned on him.
You've got the shinning.
No, literally, a beam of light shone on him. He turned and saw an open
window. Shown spelled S-H-O-W-N.
No. I know.
Yep.
Oh, he's trying to type Linux commands, but he spelled it wrong.
Yep. He turned and saw an open window, a very small open window. It will have to do! He yelled as he jumped up and quickly made his way to the small window. He jumped through the window head first, but got stuck halfway. I knew I had a big butt, he said as he tried to push himself through. A second later, he heard the sound of wood being broken in half and the sound of hooves against a tiled floor. Wait, just push me through and I'll be out of your hair! He yelled as he continued to try to push himself through the small window. Something slammed into his ass and forced him through the window. Painfully. He flew out the window and came crashing down on a bush. He groaned and brought his hand to his face. Well, at least it's always funny to watch a fat guy fall out a window.
No.
No,
really.
He looked up at a few horses who were nearby. Am I right?
A lot of America's Funniest Home Videos. And I mean a lot.
One of them smiled, but the others just
shook their head. I gotta say that watching people fall out of windows is actually really funny.
Logan is secretly Bob Saget.
And don't come back! Twilight screamed from the window before it slamming it shut. Larry chuckled to himself and stood up. Ain't the first time I heard that! After dusting himself off and pulling his shorts up to hide his crack.
Ew.
He was carrying drugs at the time. He set off down the street again. The same crowd of horses slowly began to follow.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Does this have sex in it?
Does this have sex in it, Steve?
No, I just wanted to see Larry the Cable Guy get
Steve
what's coming
no.
to him.
Oh, good.
Steve says it's just because Larry the Cable Guy gets what's coming to him.
Okay.
Yes. Larry walked through the town for a while, trying and failing to get the horses to laugh.
There's a crowd of horses that keeps following him, and I can only imagine it's because they're waiting for the time they get to lynch him.
Yeah.
Yep.
I believe, Logan.
Ever since he came back from Paris, it's Lagan.
Lagan.
How dare you say these things?
P16.
Yeah, I know. As he was sitting on a bench, rubbing his stomach, the pink horse from before hopped in front of him.
Hiya!
She screamed in his face. Ah, taking cotton candy. Larry yelled as he jumped over the bench and landed behind it. He stood up and looked at the pink horse. Son of a gun! Pinkie Pie giggled. Son of a gun? What's that? She then began to barrage him with questions. But he was too hungry to actually make out her fast words. So, did you do it? She asked excitedly. Do what? Larry asked, rubbing his neck. She rolled her eyes and smiled. Did you actually go to the city to make the sun and then to the country to get the gun? Then go all the way to the ocean to...
Oh my god!
What, are you fucking making Pinkie Pie Starfire now? She's not that stupid. She's just excitable.
Larry looked at her in complete confusion. What are you even talking about? I was talking out about... And she suddenly gasped. Wait, now I remember what I'm here for, and we're missing it. missing what? Larry questioned. But instead of telling him, she ran off, yelling, "Follow me!" Larry sighed and slowly walked after the pink horse. Pinkie Pie led him through the town, yelling for him to hurry. Larry just lagged behind, stomach roaring in anger. After a minute, she finally ran into a building. As Larry approached the building, he took notice of the crowd of ponies already surrounding the building. This slightly worried Larry as he pushed the door open. On the inside, he saw nothing but darkness.
Oh, yes! I was just thinking about this. I was really hoping... Well, I hope that every pony in this story falls into the swamp of sadness like Artex, and that Larry the Cable Gang gets eaten by the nothing! Roy, it's your turn.
Steve, this fic is 6,400 words long.
We're almost done!
Yeah, that's what I said at the beginning. Go.
Steve, we're going to have some words about this later.
Sure. Hopefully none of the words from this story.
God, I'm fucking running
out. Oh, wait, are you doing your Tetris Grandmaster thing now?
Oh, what?
Do you want to do your Tetris Grandmaster thing now?
No,
that
read.
That was an hour ago.
Oh.
And... Oh, this can be good, he muttered as he stepped inside. As soon as he took two steps from the door, it slammed shut. Jesus! Larry yelled out as he jumped forward at the sound of the door slamming. The second his foot touched the floor, the entire room light up, followed by a crowd screaming, 1, 2, 3, surprise! Oh, no one? I hope you at home played along.
No.
If you did, send in your audio, and we'll give you a prize. Possibly, out of Steve-O's wallet. Larry screamed like a little girl. God, that's always funny. As he saw something in front of him, he pulled back his fist and slung it forward.
Apparently.
His fist slammed into its, with an apostrophe, face, and caused it to stumble back. But, to Larry's surprise, the thing he had punched was a light gray horse. The horses that filled the building building gasped in shock. Larry looked at his still-closed fist. Did I just falcon punch a horse? Fuck all of this. Now I can't fucking enjoy Smash Brothers anymore.
Nope. You should know as a part of the show that everything you ever held dear is... Just...
And I say... No. I say that knowing that we have Smash Brothers fix on the docket.
Yes.
But they still... Those hadn't ruined Smash Brothers for me. Larry the Cable Guy is talking about a falcon punch did it. I did not fucking punch a horse.
Oh my gosh, I just knocked out Berry Punch!
One of them yelled. And Larry looked around, a smile forming on his face. The sick fuck. How did I knock her out? I just berry punched her.
What?
It hurts physically.
Yeah.
I need a sound effect of a fucking bomb dropping. Jesus. He laughed at his joke, followed by half of the crowd of horses. That's the one?
Yep.
He had finally made most of them laugh. Applause. It's too far away. So, for the next 5 minutes,
Steve,
Larry tried to make...
He made them laugh, so you have to play the Extra Life Sonic sound.
Mega Man success music.
Hold on, I think I got this. That better?
Mega Man X, you dumb.
Bite me!
So, for the next 5 minutes, and 5 minutes is a long time when you're the only person talking, let's be real, Larry tried to make the other half laugh, but was unable to make a few of them laugh. Not even his best gator joke made her laugh. Well, shit, if the fucking gator joke doesn't work, I guess that's all we've got. He finally threw his hands up in the air and planted himself in front of the foot table. Coffee table?
Not sure.
I don't know.
No, this is how you eat.
Foot of the table?
Yelled. No, this is how you eat. He yelled as he stuffed sweets into his mouth. He only just realized there's food there. After scarfing down a pound of chocolate, he wiped his hands on his shirt.
Ah!
I know... After scarfing down a pound of chocolate, he wiped his hands on his shirt. As he did this, his hand ran over something hard in his shirt pocket. He opened the pocket and pulled out a package of... Jerky! He yelled out in delight. I knew I had meat in my pocket.
Is there a sound on your soundboard that just makes everybody want to die?
Yeah, it's anything that has to do with Larry the Cable Guy.
No, it's anything that makes it, like, exit the program.
How do you Alt F4 a computer?
Does Blue Screen of Death have a sound?
Boom!
Yeah, boom.
Page 18. He pulled the bag open and let the smell of moist beef jerky flow up into his nostrils.
Don't ever say moist again.
Moist.
It's a banned word.
Moist. But what he didn't know was that he was next to a fan, which was blowing straight at the crowd of horses. As soon as the smell reached them, all their noses tilted upward and sniffed the air. Soon, all eyes was on Larry again. What is that? A small horse asked as they all stared at him with raised eyebrows. Larry looked at them all and smiled. Come on, don't tell me you don't know what jerky is. He pulled out a piece and put it in his mouth. Can I have some? A horse asked. Larry looked at it and laughed. A cowboy hat! Oh, the irony! Ugh. The cowboy hat wearing horse tilted its head. Excuse me? Larry chuckled and held out a piece of jerky. The horse looked it over and bit down on it and began to chew it. How's it taste? Larry asked, waiting for an answer. The horse chewed, nodding slightly. Taste? Funny. Larry shrugged. I don't know why. It's beef. The best kind. The horse instantly stopped chewing. It's wall?
Wah, wah. Oh, that Larry.
Beef, you know. Cow? Larry said in a tone like it should know that. The horse instantly spit out the jerky and began to force out the smaller pieces. Ah! You tricked me into eating meat! It yelled in furry.
Yes.
Still spitting. I just imagine it has a mouthful of Chewbacca's hair. All the horses instantly began to gag and gasp in horror. It has meat? Val.
Oh no. Do I have to?
Yes. We're almost done. Then we wrap up.
Winter wrap-up. That thing made Applejack eat meat! Poor cow! Larry watched as the crowd slowly became more and more angry, most already advancing on him. What? It's just beef! Not like I made her eat horse, which, in some cultures, is good eating! This caused all of them to instantly turn hostile and move towards him. Larry began to back up, holding his hands up. Okay, all you horses, let's not do something we'll all regret. Like, no. The only thing... The only person who should regret doing anything is him. When they all continued to advance, Larry took matters into his own hands. He looked around and picked up a pen. Stand back! I have a pen and I think I know how to use it! Was that supposed to be a joke? Yeah. This was pointless as they just all quickened their pace. Oh shit. Larry looked around for an escape route, but there were none in front of him. When he turned around, he saw a fairly large window. What's with him and windows?
Windows, Hot doors, back. Basically any excuse for him to get his crack somewhere.
As he said, it's always funny to watch a fat guy fall out a window.
Not always.
No. Always.
Always.
No. He yelled as he bolted towards it. Behind him, he could hear the sound of the horse's hooves slamming against the hardwood floor. Larry ran, or jiggled,
all the way to the window and jump for it. His upper body smashed through the glass, but instead of soaring through it, his lower half slammed into the windowsill. Ow. Why, buddy? Why?
That was worth it!
Larry yelled as he began to pull himself through the window. Like, imagine, like, his fat is getting cut by the windowsill. Like, by the chunks of glass that are still
fucking
there.
Fucking gross, yo!
Dude, that's how it works. It's not like in the movies
it's
where, like,
a scene
like,
out of Seven
are made out of sugar. Alright, suddenly something latched onto his shorts and pulled. Larry, in an act of genius, used one hand to reach down and unbutton his shorts.
No!
The second the button was undone, he fell forward. He hit the ground and instantly jumped up. Ha ha! Yeah, I know, Roy.
Alright, fine. You know what? We'll continue this at the beginning of season 3.
No.
No, there's more pages
commit
left.
Commit to it.
Fine. I was typing this. This was my fault. This was only supposed to be 2K according to the word count I pasted in, but it apparently only pasted the last third. So, totally my fault. Alright?
Wow, Steve, it's almost like you're good at your show.
I am going to drive down to Augusta and punch you square in the stomach.
Okay, I got a bed for you, so it's cool.
Cool. Alright. It's David's turn to read.
Aw, oh, man. Why did I... Wait a minute, you go first!
I already did it! I did it and then Val did it!
You can't change the rules.
Yeah, I can...
What section...
I'm above the law!
You're page 20.
Okay. Mm. His victory was cut short when he looked down at and saw his boxers.
Oh, hell.
Get back here, a horse yelled from the window. Larry jumped and began to sprint away, his shirt bouncing with his body. Behind him, he could hear the angry shouts of horses. Why am I running? How is Tubby supposed to outrun horses? He yelled to himself as he began to trip over himself.
It's like a vocal tic. He can't help but try and make terrible, terrible jokes at every possible turn.
It's Tourette's for the South.
He continued to run down the street till he came to a turn. But when he turned to run it down... Fuck. Damn it. But when he turned to run down it, he slammed into a tall, white horse. He rebounded back a little and looked up at it. Oh, thank the almighty Lord! A real horse! He yelled as he ran back to it and forcibly jumped onto its back. He grabbed its flowing mane and kicked its sides. Hi-ho, Silver!
Get off my back, you ape!
The horse yelled as it flared its wings, throwing Larry into the air. When Larry hit the ground, he rolled over and groaned, Why does this happen every time I mount something?
I can't find it. There's no like sound effect for angry studio audience.
or retching.
There's just like boo.
No, that's not
get
even
up,
enough.
Get up, ape! Wait, get up, ape! The large horse commanded. Larry looked at it and stood. Why does everyone call me that? The crowd of horses came to stop behind him, watching him and the larger horse.
Princess Celestia!
God damn it, you're a queen. Fucking deal with it, Celestia. Twilight yelled as she ran over to stand beside the large horse.
Who are you, and how did you come to be in this world?
The large white horse demanded, staring at him with cold eyes.
Larry lifted his hat and ran his hand over his short hair. Well,
horse lady, I'm Larry the Cable Guy, and I got here through the anus of a horse. Creepy, what? I know, but it happened.
I'm done. I don't have to read
I it. Know, I just... Logan.
You did this.
I did!
Why
Logan.
Did you do this?
Oh, it's only 12 pages. It's fine.
Logan!
I'm 21?
Yes, you're 21.
No, I'm not. I'm 22.
You're 21!
The large horse slammed its hoof into its face. And from, I didn't want him, I wanted Jeff Dunham.
Oh god, that's even worse.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's not much better. Larry gawked at the horse. What are you talking about? The looked at him calmly. I cast a spell to bring the great ventriloquist Jeff Dunham to our world to perform a show. But somehow...
Through the anus of a horse.
Yeah, through the ass of a horse. It shook its head. What a disappointment. Larry crossed his arms. Hey, you listen here, horse. I'm just as good as he is. Maybe not better, but I'm pretty damn... He's at least humble. He knows. He knows what's good. Do Ahmed, then. Really, Celestia?
God.
That's in very, very bad taste.
Wait, hold on. I got this. Hold on.
Yeah, I couldn't find that.
Well, you suck. Do Ahmed,
welcome with
you, it asked, staring him with a serious face. Larry cleared his throat. Silence! I kill you! Fail. Just fail. It said,
Now I definitely want to just smack the old
Larry thing. Threw his hands up. So what? I'm still funny in my own way.
No, you're not!
Please, princess, get rid of him. His comedy hurts my eyes. Twilight said, holding a hoof in front of her face. Yes, send me away. Send me back to the place where I am funny.
Oh, no, that's
Larry
a good joke.
Said, pointed a finger at everyone. The large pony nodded. Oh, we're sending you back. We want real talent, not this. Larry facepalm, just send me back and stop talking. Very well. Larry looked around. So how do I actually get back? The horse pointed off to the side. The way you came, of course. Larry,
through a horse's anus!
Larry was pointing and saw the blue horse from before. The one's ass he came out of. The horse pointed a leg at him and stomped toward him angrily. You left me in that forest all by myself. I'm going to... He saw that everyone was looking at him strangely. Huh? What is it?
Roy!
Goodbye, Larry the Cable Guy. May you never grace our land again.
Wait.
The large white horse.
I got this.
Steve-O says he's got this. What should I tell him?
Okay. Also, wow, this is not shutting off.
Great job.
The large white horse said as its horn began to glow. Larry's body was engulfed in a white light and he was lifted up. Likewise, the blue horse's, with no apostrophe, ass began to glow. The horse looked back and groaned. Oh, no, not again. Larry's body shot forward, straight for the horse. His body tilted till his head was pointed straight ahead. That's not really a sentence you can make sense. The horse's eyes widened. Sorry, let me try that again. The horse's eyes widened as it turned away. It turned and began to gallop away. No! Please, no! Larry began to yell as he neared the horse's backside. I'm too big! I won't fit! Ah! When Larry's body reached the horse's backside, he felt the hole stretch over his body. This is not the weirdest sex scene I've ever read. He then began to swerve through an even tighter tunnel than last time. It feels like I'm being reborn, he yelled as the walls began to harden into plastic. He looked up and saw a faint light. Suddenly, his body shot upward and into a small enclosed space. He slammed into a hard roof and fell back to the ground. He landed on the... Wow, that really is shooting upwards. He landed on the seat of a toilet and groaned. It's always me, isn't it? Larry, you okay in there? Are we still getting paid? Can we go home? He heard someone yell from outside. Larry rubbed his face and stood up. After a few seconds, he reached forward and opened the door. When he stepped out, he saw his camera crew and the loggers they were filming. What? He asked, looking at them in slight confusion. Where's your shorts? We getting paid? One asked. Larry looked down and chuckled. Oh, a horse ripped them off of me while I was in the toilet. This earned a chuckle from the small crowd. Fucking serious? Whatever you say, Larry. Just hurry up and put them back on. We have to get back to filming. Larry rubbed the back of his neck. lost them. But then he clapped his hands together. Forget the shorts. I'm going to finish the show in my underwear. Only you, Larry. I get paid extra for the overtime, right? The camera girl said with a chuckle. Larry smiled proudly and walked over to them. Yep. Only me.
That was almost painful.
Roy, let's go through the list.
No, let's not go through the list. Let's just ask in general. So, ignoring that fic, which doesn't count, we're not going to count that as a part of anything. What did we all think of season 2 of Friday Night Fanfiction presented by Nerdy Show?
Well, it was great till we started reading Maho Shoto Kaleido Amethyst.
You know, it was great until we started reading the fanfiction.
Yeah, yeah. We read a no-sex fic, and it was bad. And then for our wrap-up episode of the season, we read a no-sex.
Well, you weren't here last week. We actually read two sexy fics at the end of Maho Shoujo.
Still, we did. I got a super sexy knife play fic. Between some random German and King Candy.
And then also the Harry Draco sub dom broom.
It
thing.
Wasn't even that. Like it's like someone that tried to do bondage. But
oh yeah, and then we read a 14-year-old's interpretation of a BDSM scene.
Yep.
Which was hilarious. But
where they had the aftercare like 10 seconds into the scene.
Yep.
Honestly, I really liked season 2. I think we had a lot more control over the stewing comedy. The fics we read in general were mostly pretty good, and the ones that were not good, we were able to lampoon with ease. Even Maho Shouju, there was enough terrible about it that we could make it consistently entertaining. So I was happy with it. I still think my favorite fic of the season was probably the it was the one with Danny Phantom and his mom.
Why couldn't I just be dissected?
Yes, that one was incredibly funny.
So we don't really have time to kind of to give reactions and thoughts on every single one in turn, thanks Devo, but I'll just go through the list quickly. Just to remind everyone of those highlights, classic highlights of season 2. We had Immortality and Fickle Affection, aka Hercules.txt, Garfield Knight, The Garfield Bowl, The Garfield Story, Zero Dark Garfield, Jasmine Cum Slut, The Newest Turtle, A Fish Out of Water, A Bone to Pick, Why Couldn't I Just Be Dissected, Big Red and Angry, Underwear, Lessons Learned on Sesame Street, He's a Lady, Kim Possible, Futa Hard, Dr. Gregory House versus Edward Elric, Until the End of Time. It was versus in terms of, you know, like, just a talk-off, smarm-off. Until the End of Time, Naruto, The Hypno-Zapper, Fevered Lust, Bad Guys, Brojobs, Sexy Bath Time, Dearest Daddy, Sex in the City, On Biomass, Spider-Man vs. Santa Claus, Slippery When Wet, Metal Fixation, Forbidden Nature, Rated F, a Phineas and Ferb sex comedy. And I feel like I must be missing one, because... Yeah, we are missing a couple. And there are a couple that we don't have on the list because they were last-minute additions. And then, of course... The one that no one could forget, no matter how hard you tried. Maho, Shoujo, Kaleido, Amethyst, Word, Noun, Adverb, Project.
What about you, Roy? What did you like?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Phineas and Ferb sex comedy.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, easily.
Alright, David, what was yours?
The fucking Garfield ones, hands down, best ones that we had this entire season.
Alright, Roy, what was the worst one?
Oh, jeez, you're not gonna fucking ask me?
I'm getting to you!
Well, ask Logan what his favorite, and ask Val what her favorite, and then say what your favorite, and then we go to the
world. Alright, Logan, what was your favorite, Val?
Burnt cookies.
I gotta say the newest turtle was pretty far off. It was good.
God!
Oh, no, no.
No!
I can't.
He was dying now?
Yes! I can't believe that worked!
What?
Never mind.
Okay, no, let him answer.
Notice it.
Let him answer.
Burnt cookies.
Was that the Dexter's Lab one?
Yes, it was.
Oh boy.
It was, and for some reason that wasn't on the list because it was a last minute addition.
Sure.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, and then going around worst fic that we read, I am going to say Dearest Daddy.
Burnt cookies.
So it was both the best and the worst.
Yeah, well, Roy?
I mean, it's easy to say the fucking long fic, but...
No, it's not easy to say that, because it was actually terrible.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, looking at all of these, I thought all of, like, just about all of them were pretty good, or pretty fun to read. That one, it wasn't bad in the same way that Sonic and the Search for Love was. Sonic and the Search for Love... Say what you will, but stuff happened. It might have been the same stuff several times happening over and over, but stuff was happening. Chapter to chapter, stuff was happening. Things were exploding, and apparently, you know, there was plot that was going to happen, and people were going to school. It was exciting. In this, well, like we saw and commented on, we spent a third of the 55,000 words or so in a hospital wing. Talking about how Harry's body is effeminate.
Sure. David.
It's pretty effeminate though. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
He's got these kind of, his thighs were kind of thickening up, and he had really wide set hips all of a sudden. Also, he was growing
really?
Beard, but that's,
David,
but that's
what was yours?
No, it's the same one. Fucking Maho Shoujo, fucking whatever, fucking sucked, dude.
Val, what's yours?
Both Daddy Dearest and Burn Cookies, because the whole incest thing, it kind of robs me the wrong way. But
so what about the one where Lilo and Nani like get turned into like literal cum fountains?
That was just like.
That was pretty tame.
The top, then passed over the top, so it was terrible,
gross.
And what the fuck, and it was okay. Like that was something I wasn't expecting.
What about Lessons Learned on Sesame Street? That might actually be a non-long thick worst one.
That was close, but only because of the incest part. But otherwise, I was okay with it. It was kind of funny, like the whole like diaper and whatever. And
all right, then we'll call it an evening. Thank you, everybody. We will be back the first Monday in September, which I believe is going to be Monday, September 7th, so the week after Labor Day.
Labor
Day.
But where will I go? What will I do?
Well,
as a
way of saying thank you to everybody, we will be releasing Celestion Daycare's Excellent Adventure along with this episode and the final section of Maho Shoujo Kaleido Amethyst.
Oh boy, finally we can get to the
speaking of Celestion Daycare, both of those two Celestion Daycare fics, while they were purged from as many locations as the author could find. There are still a few locations that they weren't erased from, which means we do have full copies of Celestion Daycare's Secrets and Celestion Daycare's Excellent Adventures.
Well, we have a copy of Celestion Daycare's Excellent Adventure because I have it on Google Docs, but I don't have Secrets.
Yeah, that's... No, I have... I'll send it to you. I have the EPUB file of Celestion Daycare's Secrets.
All right. So with that, you all enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll see you on Monday, September 7th. And fuck Buffalo.
Thanks to all of our guests who joined us throughout the season. Thanks to everyone who watched. And thanks to these other people in the Skype
pool. Author's note, thanks to all my special guests, because I'm gothic, right?
Fuck the prep haters. for giving me bad revows. And special bloody fangs to Raven for helping me with dispelling.
Fox and ours and preps and
God, Gerard, all those people who, all those... is so hot.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a pentagram. Get it between and Gerald Madden.
Hi again. This is David Bleeding Heart Hubbard, and I would like to personally thank you for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As a listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. If you're listening to this show and you haven't donated, you're a thief. A common thief. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there are even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Just listen to how happy this clan of baby harp seals is at your ability to get digital swag with your donation. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. There's no company too corrupt and no product too dirty for us to take funds from. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all your favorite social networks, like facebook.com/FridayNightFanfiction. If it's geeky, we got it covered. So please, donate us some money. It won't hurt. Seriously, your wallet's right there. I see it. It'd be a shame if something were to happen to it. Ah, no, that won't happen. It's okay. But I do have a knife.